This week, the California Department of Education gave us some grim news. According to its biannual report on the financial health of the state's school systems, nearly one-fifth of school districts in the state face bankruptcy. And that includes 6 Bay Area districts, 4 in Santa Clara County, and 2 in San Mateo County. And so, as the academic year ends, school districts around the Bay Area have the daunting and often frustrating task of forecasting the future of their school budgets for the next year. Current predictions hold that the Oakland Unified School District will need to downsize its budget by $100 million over the next 3 years. San Francisco Unified predicts a deficit of $119 million over the next 2 years if Governor Brown's tax proposals don't pass. In short, things are looking dire for students, particularly low-income children who lack the resources to seek outside help with school. Enter Reading Partners, a nonprofit organization dedicated to getting these students up to reading speed. Founded 11 years ago here in the Bay Area, it now works with more than 3,300 students nationally. KALW's Nina Gensler-Debs has the story.
Make sure the limb is strong. Now pull yourself off the ground and wait until the spring, then swing. There's an eyeball in the gumball machine. Right there between the red and the green, looking at me as if to say, you don't need any more gum today.
Bungalow number 1 at Sanchez Elementary School in San Francisco's Castro District is a freestanding classroom reserved exclusively for teaching kids to read. It's a sunny, airy space with colorful boards displaying favorite books and tricky words. In the corner, a paper tree grows up towards a ceiling spangled with stars, each one labeled with the name of a student. Anne Little is the site coordinator for Reading Partners at Sanchez Elementary. She's responsible for organizing 79 students and 118 volunteers.
I work with the teachers to identify students that would be a good fit for the program.
These are kids who have fallen 6 months to 2 years behind in reading.
And I assess those students and develop an educational program for them for their reading. And then I also train the community volunteers who come into the Reading Center so that the best learning and tutoring is going on.
Registered students work with tutors twice a week in 45-minute sessions.
I have a hot dog for a pet, the only kind my folks would yet let me get. He does smell.
We work with schools who are under-resourced, who are needing that support, and with students who are reading behind grade level.
Lindsay Kessel manages the Reading Partners program in San Francisco. It's one of many programs aimed at increasing literacy, including 826 Valencia and the Mission Learning Center. Kessel says when Reading Partners decides to work with a school, they take a lot of factors into consideration, like how easy it will be to recruit volunteers in that area, or how many students are in need of reading assistance.
We target schools who fit that profile and we take over a classroom, we create a reading center, and we bring in volunteers. So that means for every volunteer we have, we can enroll another student in the program.
Kessel says just 26 total hours of tutoring generally means one whole grade level improvement for a student. That's critical when standardized testing shows nearly half of California students don't show proficiency in language arts.
I really think what makes Reading Partners so successful is the one-on-one format. Every volunteer is paired with a student, and they get to work with that student for the semester or ideally the entire year, and they get to see the progress that that student makes.
You're working with one student, so you really get to know that student, and you get to sort of follow them for the whole year.
Barb Shipley is one of the volunteers at Sanchez Elementary.
So over the 4 years that I've been here, I've worked with a different student each school year. It's just really rewarding to see your student go from, you know, when that little part clicks that gets them to become a better reader, it's really fun to see.
And if it's fun for the tutor, chances are the students will be more engaged.
When students feel comfortable with their tutor and have built that relationship, they are able to take more learning risks, and with more learning risks, they have more progress and improvement.
Reading Partners uses a detailed curriculum developed by faculty and grad students at the Stanford School of Education. Barb Shipley primarily works with beginning readers on phonology.
where you're working on a different sound each day. So it starts out with just consonant sounds, and now Carla's sort of at the end of that curriculum. And today we worked on the oi sound, like you would hear in boy or soil.
And the red sus had one. But the big story was John McNabb.
Schools pick up about a quarter of their own costs. Foundations help, too. Since 2007, Reading Partners has been supported by Tipping Point Community, which funds groups fighting poverty in the Bay Area. Last year, Tipping Point provided $500,000.
I think they've really figured out how to work with volunteers in a way that many nonprofit groups have not.
Daniel Lurie is Tipping Point's founder and CEO.
They make the experience extraordinarily meaningful. They use the volunteers' times very efficiently and effectively, and they're very focused.
At this point, Reading Partners has over 4,000 volunteers nationally and continues to expand. For every school the program works with, there are about two more on the wait list.
Literacy is the foundation for all children and their learning and what we can expect from them in the future. And if they're falling three grade levels behind by the time they're 9 years old, we're all going to have the repercussions of that.
It could be argued that California is already feeling the repercussions. The state spends $15.3 billion on educating its residents and $15.4 billion incarcerating them. Investing a little more on the early side can make a difference for a child and the society that child will grow into.
He does smell sort of bad, and yet he absolutely never gets the sofa wet.
In San Francisco, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs for Cross Currents.
The strangest vet you ever met. Guess we're the weirdest family yet to have a hot dog for a pet.